Serendipity on Highway 183. Some words stick in the mind, and serendipity is one of those memorable terms rattling around in my cranium. In college, I hung out at a retreat called Serendipity House. I had never heard the expression before, so after my first visit, I hit the dictionary. Imagine learning this fun-to-say term meant happy accident or pleasant surprise. That definition fit the old two-story home that served as a meeting place and comfort zone for on-the-cusp-of-adulthood young people. Since that time, other unexpected pleasures have made me smile and recall that melodious word and the warm feelings attached to it. Recently, I lucked into one of those unanticipated bits of fortune that show me how blessed I am to call this prairie home. My unforeseen benediction required a sequence of events to fall into place. Once they did, I recognized I'd encountered a mini miracle. Yes, there are big miracles that no one can miss, and there are tiny wonders that happen every day that we may or may not recognize. Fortunately, this one snapped me like a full-stretched rubber band, so I knew I had experienced something special. My happy adventure began in the wee hours before dawn. My husband and I awoke dark early to drive to the Platte River so I could crane watch. He knows I love seeing tens of thousands of my favorite birds staging along its shallow waters, so he humors me with these spring junkets. It doesn't hurt that a nearby Cabela's is a great place to warm up after some frigid bird watching. When we hit Highway 9 in the deepest shadows of pre-dawn, I noted that the full moon that had shone into my bedroom window the night before had journeyed from east to west, where it now hovered like a big old communion wafer. By the time we reached the bridge over Harlan County Reservoir in Nebraska, pale rose and lavender fingers infused the eastern horizon, but only star-spiked black outlined that buttery globe in the west. Somehow, I got so busy watching dawn break that I forgot to keep an eye on that sinking disk. North of Holdridge, Nebraska, sunrise exploded over the horizon. When I thought to look west, instead of the retina-blasting glow in the east, pale blue silhouetted the fading ball that was only a whisper of its earlier brilliance. That particular section of Highway 183 permitted a clear view to the east and to the west, so that I could see almost the exact moment that sun and moon were directly across from one another like round ends of dumbbells. If I had been home, I'd have missed seeing this alignment of two perfect orbs because of interfering rooftops and a slight rise west of our house. In this serendipitous flash, every sense tuned into the cycles of light and dark that drive human existence. The imaginative side of me considered that for an instant, my husband and I swung in a prairie hammock whose ends connected to both sun and moon. Serendipity. Until next time, this is Karen living the good life on the high plains.